and aloha, everybody. Just a few brief announcements. Coming up on Wednesday, November 23rd, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to give back to the East City community. I'll be doing a free teleconference meditation on gratitude the night before the Thanksgiving holiday. So please join us. Go to privateinvitationeastseti.com, and on the front homepage there's the link to register. So we look forward to having you be part of that gathering. On Friday, November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving, we'll be doing our first White Light Friday eCity sale online. The store will be open on that day, again on that private invitation, eCity.com, and we will have specials on the books and on videos and DVDs and eCity apparel. And that will continue through that weekend and finish on Cyber Monday. That's it. You all have a great week, and thanks, James, and I look forward to the interview.
Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're having a little technical difficulty. We're trying to get Dr. Kesh on, you know, and talk about the plasma technologies and the fuelless energy technologies and a few other things, but we seem to be running into some major resistance here on the getting both Dr. Kesh on and one of his main key players, you know, that's working on these projects. So we had two different connections. We had Brett, one of his key people, and Dr. Kesh, and we can't seem to get either one of them to answer their phones. So not too much we can do rather than move on. So anyway, stuff happens. So goes the world. Buenas noches, amigos y amigas. I'm broadcasting.
You hear me?
No. It looks like we got somebody on.
This is Brett. I can't get a hold of Kesh either. He's in Africa. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to call his cell phone and call him on another different communication channels, so I don't know right now.
Okay. Well, you know, we can just go ahead and just talk about, I mean, you're very, very familiar with his technologies, and I know you've been working on some of the same technologies with him, but, you know, we can go ahead and just get in your involvement and how you got involved with Dr. Kesh and kind of what you've been up to lately.
Sure. Where would you like to start?
Well, how about in the beginning, how you first got involved with Dr. Kesh?
I was actually a student studying forensic science and chemistry in college, and I was interested in what they call anti-gravity technology. So I was reading books, watching documentaries, and none of the science fit with what I knew. And I also had several spiritual experiences as a child growing up throughout my, you know, youth. And none of the books, nothing can answer that either. So then when I came across the technology that Kesh did, he did an interview with Project Camelot in 2009 or 2010. And I saw the first two interviews he did with that. And then I started following him after that, researching everything I could, studying his patents. And then he did several conferences and talks. I read his books. And so this is the way I got involved.
Great. And, you know, we can talk a little about some of his technology. So it seems like he's got a myriad of technologies. He has technology to clean up any kind of pollution, you know, including radiation, you know, radioactivity. And, you know, he has plasma generators for healing. And also some energy generators. I'd love if you can let us know what you know about the different technologies.
Yes, we have a whole spectrum of technologies. The radiation remediation is, TEPCO used that technology. We have a nano liquids, CO2 GANs, copper GANs, CH3 GANs, and a whole range of other ones. And you can use this and mix the radioactive material with it, and it absorbs the radioactive material from being released into the environment and makes it benign.
Wow. And so can you give me a kind of a rough idea on how that works?
Well, you have the GANS molecule. What it does is it forms a link with the radioactive molecule. And so the energy is like, just goes, picture a figure eight loop where the energy is just going back and forth between the two molecules, and it doesn't get released into the environment. The center gravitational field of the GANS pulls in the radioactive material into itself so it doesn't get released.
So it kind of implodes, you'd say.
Yes, you can say that.
Yeah, it kind of implodes in on itself. Now, I know that I've been seeing all kinds of people coming out with these plasma generators. I guess they're generating electricity with these things, and they seem to be kind of temperamental. Just I think it's by the nature of the person building them. There seems to be a conscious interaction with these devices.
Yes, there is a conscious interaction, but also people, the way they produce the nanomaterials at home and the handling and the connections they make, everyone does it a little different, and they may damage some parts, they might not see it, so they're all a little bit function differently. But the manufacturers that manufacture have a standard process we use, so we know that that works. But the people you see on the internet making them at home, yes, they're going to have problems or different performances.
Now, what does he have that's actually available at this time? What kind of, let's say, the generators, you know, the electric generators, what does he have on the market?
He has the MagRav one, which is the one you plug into your house and it reduces your electricity bill. And you can also order the generator, which is a standalone system that doesn't need input from the grid. It produces several kilowatts. But the problem with this is the advancement's going so fast right now. They keep improving it. And so we don't want the manufacturers making one model and then 2 weeks later it's obsolete and then wasting all the money and then people get mad. So we're trying to get them a product that they can enjoy and not have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. So it puts 7 kilowatts out on that one, the standalone?
The standalone one will be anywhere probably between 2 to 5 kilowatts. Well, the problem I know they have now, it's actually the kilowatts are too high and they're trying to reduce it down. It's too high. It burns out the wires. So that the problem is it's too strong. We have to reduce it. That's the problem, which is a good problem to have, I guess, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know other people that have had the same building similar devices, and it's the same thing they said. It's not a matter of generating the electricity. It's a matter of containing it or controlling it, you know, so it's a whole different story.
Yes, we have a reduction issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's some other, you know, I know some scientists actually, if you have a issue you might need help with, this guy's got like 9 PhDs. He's like one of these off the scale people, and people take their stuff to him all the time. He just takes one look at it and goes, this is what you need to do.
Sure, we welcome all scientists to come and join.
Yeah, so I might give him a ring and see. I don't want to mention his name, but we'll arrange something, you know, so he can look at it, see, you know, what needs to happen. Yes. I mean, he's done a lot of technology already, but he went through such a heinous situation, you know, with his family threatened and labs blown up and everything else. He just put it on the shelf and said, I'm going to wait, you know, wait a little bit before I bring this out. But I'm sure you've had similar experiences.
Our organization has run into the same issues already, so we've been handling that. But now we're working. We got several governments we've been working with, and especially now we've gone into Ghana, working with their Ghana Atomic Energy Commission and their spaceship program, and with the military people there. So we got full backing of them, the support of them. We got their labs, their equipment, and we got their elite scientists working with us hands-on. And in Africa, as you know, there's not a lot of pushback as there is in first world countries. So this is, yes. So we should be able to have a.
What about India?
Go ahead.
Yeah, India doesn't stuff too. I think his name was Tiwari, and a couple other people over there that are working on free energy systems.
I don't know much about the energy systems in India, but ironically, I'm going to India in a few weeks, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I think his name's I think it's Paramahansa Tewari. I think it's Tewari. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'd look him up because they seem to be all about it. He's been producing, you know, building these machines and producing electricity and helping out India's grid for quite some time. And you know, they're actually fully supporting his work. But I know if you had something that worked really well and he would probably jump on the bandwagon.
Sure, no problem. I have also Armin online. If you want to add him to the call, he's another person that works at the foundation at the top level with us.
Yeah, sure.
So I'll just send it to the chat, his contact thing. or how does this work?
Yeah. Let me see if you can type it. Just go ahead and type it in the bottom and hopefully.
All right. I sent it into the chat on the call we're on now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if you can get that and get sure. him on too.
Yeah, and but we have.
I was wondering what the. Are you there?
Yeah, I was going to say we have a number of manufacturers also. We have one in Italy, one in the United States. We have stuff going on in Japan with products and research scientists at a university, and also in Ghana. And we're doing research in agriculture also and water purification.
I'd like to get one of those standalone ones, and I could take it into my guy and say, hey, what do you think needs to be done? And I'll bet he could solve it, you know. And, you know, just to have one, you know, that's always been my goal, is to create a retreat center, which I've already done, but have one that really ushers in the earth-friendly technology and the healing technologies, and show, you know, how you can live a very spiritual life, you know, in harmony with nature and each other, but also to implement the free energy and the other technologies as well, to show, you know, we can get off the grid and we can clean this planet up.
The entire goal of the foundation is to create peace on Earth mm-hmm. and not harm other entities. The energy production is a byproduct of the technology, actually.
Yeah.
The technology is for space travel and creating peace on the planet.
So does he have, I know, you know, a lot of people have anti-gravity. You know, that's not really a big deal. But counter-gravity is the next step. And I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's the technology that propels things like several thousand miles an hour, you know, almost instantly.
How does your counter gravity? Can you explain how it works, and then I can tell you.
Well, it's basically it's hard to explain, but one of his technologies, he has an engine that revs up so fast, it's just like off the scale, and it has the energy goes into the center. It's not. You know, when you have a spin and you spin that fast, the energy, that everything will just blow apart if you get it. But he has it, so I forget the name, but it's not centripetal force. What's the one that bends the energy in? It's right towards the center.
Centrifugal force.
Yeah. And so this thing, and it gets spinning so fast, all of a sudden it just takes off, and it'll accelerate almost immediately. And it's ice cold, you know, when it's running. But, you know, he has one device that has 9 coils, and in each coil puts out 25,000 watts. And it's about the size of a pie pan, you know. So, but anyway, that's a whole nother story. But, you know, I know he's been, you know, working with, I guess, saucer technology, or the engines that would actually, you know, be used in our own version of a flying saucer. Has he developed anything along that line yet?
Yeah, the technology we have, it's a gravitational magnetic field, plasma technology, and we try to explain it to people as the system creates its own gravitational field and magnetic field in the same mm-hmm. system. So the moon, the planet, the sun, they all have their own gravitational magnetic field, and if you want to get attracted to one, you tune your system in to be pulled towards it or pushed away from it. And this is how you position yourself, and the amount of energy you use dictates the speed you travel. So you can go from one place to another almost instantaneously.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah, that sounds similar to some of the stuff that they were doing when I was a kid over there in Hesperia, California. They had Ralph Ring and I think it was Otis Carr. Are you familiar with that technology? And it had a big, like a plasma ball in the center of it. And people would sit around this plasma ball, and it was directly linked to their consciousness. And this object would just take off, and they'd do these flights. When they'd land, and they'd have to go pick up things, you know, where they landed, put it in their pockets to get back in the machine and take off and come back. But they weren't aware of the flight itself. It happened so fast that they weren't even aware of the ship flying. It seemed like.
Yes, our technology also, it's not controlled electronically. The system is controlled through your mind, through your emotion directly.
Mm-hmm.
We create, in the center of the system, we create a free plasma ball, which is like the soul of the system. It's a living entity. It becomes alive, and you communicate with it through your emotion. And this is how you control it.
So if you're having a bad day, you get to create a real problem.
Well, the beautiful thing is the same system creates an environment that gives you peace and harmony within yourself. And it also, in the end, it feeds you directly energy. You won't need to eat any food anymore in the future or drink anything. The energy, it'll just feed your body direct energy. Exactly what you need, nothing more. So you're always peaceful. So you won't have bad days in the future.
Yeah. So, you know, I was telling everybody, we had a big discussion last night down here in Mexico. We have Winston Sraub down here doing a seminar. And after that, we had a major discussion about the world problems. And I was talking about unity consciousness. And with that comes, you know, universal peace and brother, sister, love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. You know, the basic universal law, you might say. And we're talking about if you had free energy, you know, that would free you up so much. It would just, and also clean the planet up. But then if you add a replicator to that, you've had free energy and now you have all your needs being met, including your food and anything you wanted, you know, basically in this replicator. And you put those two together. And I mean, after that, I mean, there wouldn't be any greed or jealousy or hoarding or separation. You know, it's not. There wouldn't need to be any in the separation game because you wouldn't have to compete for anything. You know, it'd all be right there.
That's right. A lot of the people from out of town or space, however you want to say it, they create their materials or whatever they need directly from the energies. They don't need to go mining and digging up and killing things and harming planets and all this. Everyone can have whatever they want on demand.
Yeah. Somebody's asking about that. I had somebody ask me the other day, should I go buy a bunch of gold? And I said, well, you know, they're probably already synthesizing gold, and pretty soon gold's just going to be, you know, it might be a thing of the past. You know, I remember there was a sci-fi movie. I think it was Outer Limits or something, where these guys stole all this gold, and they put themselves in a suspension chamber, you know, and they woke back up like 300 years later, and they come out and they're carrying this gold, and the guy actually dies, you know, crossing the desert trying to get to the highway. And the guys drive up in their car, in the futuristic car, and they go, yeah, you know what? I said, I don't know why this guy was dragging pavement, you know, all the way across the desert, you know, because in the future they're paving their streets with it, you know. So it was kind of, it made you really kind of, it's kind of reality check when you think about it, you know. It's like, you know, now gold is one of the most precious metals, but in the future, you know, it may end up being pavement.
That's correct. Right now, we also have an agricultural technology. We're using systems to help speed up the growth of agricultural products and also the yield. So you can get more crops and a higher yield out of them. And we're doing this in Africa and elsewhere right now. Mm-hmm. And we're mainly focusing big time on the African nations. They're the most impoverished and the most in need, and it's easier to work there.
Right.
We're purifying their water systems, and we're also doing health-related stuff.
Yeah.
Assessing diseases and giving some kind of treatments, possibly. If anybody wants to get any information about it, they can go to the Keshe Foundation website, keshefoundation.org, or send an email to webmaster@keshefoundation.org. And we have, if you're a medical doctor who wants to be involved in our program, you're welcome to. If you're an agricultural person, as far as industry goes, or you have farming experience, we're looking for experienced professional people to join us. They can get involved also.
Now, can you talk a little bit about the farming technology or is that like a plasma technology you're using, or is it something else?
No, it's a plasma technology, yes.
How does that work? Can you give me like a ballpark kind of a?
There's several different ways it works. One of the ways we use our nanomaterials to create the energy field that the plants can absorb energy directly from the nanomaterials, so they don't need as much from the ground and from the air. So they get fed almost directly. And they feed the emotion of the plant, so the plant is happy to grow and produce faster. And also, some of the nanomaterials we have, they work really well in cold environments or hot environments, so you can begin your planting your crops earlier or later, and you don't have to worry about the temperature so much. And we run water through these nanomaterials, and then you feed the crops with the water because the water absorbs all the fields from our nanomaterials, and then the plants absorb the water, so they get fed this way.
Exactly what I wanted to get to. So you could do like hydroponics or aquaponics, you know, with that.
We've been doing that for a year now.
Great. Yeah, we have a system at the ranch, and it was doing really good. I mean, we had massive plant growth with it and everything else, but then we had a power outage, and everything went down, and poor little fish didn't do too well on that one. So we have to get that one back up and running.
Yeah, we've seen in our aquaponics systems, one of the people we have in Australia, there's a group of people doing research there. They're using some of our nanomaterials and putting it into their aquaponic water.
Uh-huh.
And they're seeing the results of the crops.
And later on, maybe you should send me a link to those people if you have that information, because we have East SETI Australia, and we've got Peter Slattery. I don't know if you've heard him, but he had his own radio show and everything else. But he was actually building the Keshe technology. He was building a healing chamber, like a plasma chamber, and doing some other things. And he got it all together, and he said it was working, but it needed some fine tuning. But he's been working on those projects for quite some time. If you just go to esetiaustralia.org, if you want to contact him, I'm sure he would love to hear from you.
Sure, I'll definitely talk with him. Yes, we have healing devices that people are building. The medical doctors, it's a private teaching with Mr. Keshe, only to medical professionals, but they're developing and building devices, and there's several that you can walk into and get treated.
Yeah, that's one he's building, one that I guess it's freestanding, and you can stand under it. It has a helmet, you know, and all these other things attached to the helmet. But pretty interesting. I can't wait to.
One of the other medical things we have going on now with Ghana is cancer trials. With our nanotechnology, we're going to try to heal people with that have cancer. And this is done by the government. It's not done by the foundation. This is a government organization in partnership with us, pretty much. But so they're doing the research with our technology. And so this is going to be coming up soon.
Great. You know, I think. You know, not to go political, but I think we're going through a phase right now where before all this stuff that's been suppressed for so long, I do believe is going to be able to come out because of the kind of like the political agenda that's going on right now is actually for some of these energies to come out. You know, a lot of people don't know what's being done behind the scenes. I'm kind of privy to some of that, but it does seem like, you know, the gates are going to start opening up for all this technology to come out, even in America as well. So I always felt like it would probably happen in some other country, you know, like China or Japan or somebody, you know, would actually be developing all this technology. And, you know, it probably will be, but now it seems the doors are starting to open up here in the States as well. Have you had... Are you still there? Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Did you get a chance to get Armin on the call or no?
It doesn't look like it. We'd probably be here.
He's online. He just texted me. I don't know if your producer sent him a contact to add him in.
Yeah, I don't see it. But, okay, yeah, I saw the information. Yeah, the producer has it. We'll see what happens. But kind of strange. That might be him. Let's see what happens. I'm doing a little. Okay. I'm not My computer's going wonkers here in Mexico. I don't know what's going on, but
Hello, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, Armin just told me that Kesh is there, so let me call his cell phone and see if I can get him on.
Okay, great. Okay.
Oh, there's Armin. He just came on.
Great. I don't think we have Kesh on yet, but we'll see what happens.
So we can keep talking while I try to call him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if Armin is. Armin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
This is Armin Golan. Armin, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Armin Golan, and I am
Looks like he dropped off or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know.
Hello.
Hello.
My connection is kind of bad.
Yeah.
Let me move my place 1 minute.
Okay. So we can get. Yeah, it looks like we dropped him again. So anyway, we'll just keep going. So anyway, so he's got Kesh has got. You know, it looks like he's got the anti-gravity or counter-gravity, whatever you want to call it. And he's got the plasma energies and the other healing technologies, as well as the plant growth technologies are increasing crop yields. Is there anything else that he has on the plate, or am I missing anything?
Yes, Armin, are you there?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Yes, we also have the pollution technology to clean up the air and water, which is a huge problem.
Definitely, yeah. Have you guys built these generators yourself, like tinkered with them? Has anybody actually built these and gotten the same results?
Of course, Armin's built a bunch of stuff. Armin, why don't you explain what you're doing?
Yes, guys, but you just on a hook got me on a show.
Armin, wait, before we continue, where's Kesha? You said he's available.
Yeah, I wrote him a few messages on Zoom, and you know I called him several times on his phone.
He needs to go on Skype and get the contact request from the BBS radio station.
Yeah, 1 minute. Let me call him again.
We can keep going as long as while we're trying to get a hold of Dr. Kesh. Hey, do you call him Dr. Kesh, or what's the best way to address him?
Just call him Mr. Kesh.
Mr. Kesh, okay. So I know he's had some amazing resistance. I don't know if you want to go there, but he's had some pretty amazing resistance to getting this out, you know, including, you know, people that say they've gone out and checked it out and there's nothing true, nothing works and things. I've heard all these, you know, stuff about that nonsense, but I know other inventors that ran into the same problem, and you know, they did have the technology, but the people that were trying to find out about the technology, you know, weren't in the right consciousness, you might say. So they just kind of like, you know, blew them off, basically, which a lot of these scientists do. A lot of them are, you know, they're just a different type of person, you might say.
A lot of them have done research their whole life, written books and theses and papers, and we come out with a new science and new technology and it makes them obsolete. And then they try to interpret our technology through the old science, which is a problem because it's a totally new science.
Yeah, that makes sense because I know this friend of mine that his stuff, he says this science, you can't learn. You can't get it out of a book. It has to come to you. And
understanding has to come to you. When you understand, it's very easy.
Yeah,
looked at it this way. We looked at it, and always we study three matters of existence, which we call liquid, gas, and matter itself, solid. But we never understood how all of this been created. Do you know?
How it's created?
Yes.
I would imagine out of
the matter that we, what is it?
I would imagine from plasma. So you're probably going to ask me where the plasma was created from. Probably originally consciousness, but...
Actually from the fields.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
so...
we don't see, that means it's not a field for us.
Would you call it the unified field, or would you call it the ethers, or what name do you give the field?
Field, totality.
Okay.
Total field.
So it's the field upon which all potentials exist, and you can pull from it and create basically whatever you want.
Correct. If you know how to create a gravity, that's mean you know, you can do anything what you like.
Mm-hmm.
But, now, our science and our people, you know, which they are even studying long enough, you know, cannot comprehend that, you know, these things, you know, and they need to learn more before they achieve. We are looking not to show, we are looking to teach people around.
Mm-hmm. We had a friend of mine I work with that has the free energy technology and things like that. He, we brought in NASA scientists, rocket scientists, and actually Walter Rosenthal, he's dead now, was one of them, and some other engineers. And I sat in the room with them, and the inventor said, if you can figure it out, you can have it. And they spent 3 days in there taking it all apart, putting it back together, everything. They never did figure it out.
We always look in a matter state. That's why we're never going to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
We always look how it works in matter state. That's why we're never going to figure out the way, you know, we are thinking. If we change a little bit our thinking, then it's different.
So we have to get beyond the physical and get into the origin of matter and then understand that field from which this comes. And I guess that's what Kesh is bringing us.
Yes, but not only to one or two person, it's in total planet, in every single nation. You know, as much many people they know and they can understand, they can do their test, even they are failing in their test, but they can slowly understand how to handle them. Because now you have a matter, but still came from the field. Now you're bringing matter back to the field.
Mm-hmm.
GANS, you heard, you know, it's our favorite word, you know, and nano-coated material, it's our favorite word. So these are all the states that, you know, when you can create the field.
Yeah. I know when Brett came out to the ranch, came out to East Seti, we had some copper that we did some nano coating on. And we brought out a little meter, you know, to check it out. And it was amazing. It was producing electricity, just wires that were treated, you know, nothing else.
But what you do when you nano coat? When you understand, it's easy. What you do, you change the condition on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because now in molecular structure, they're all tied up. But in a nanostructure, they are more loose. They are in a gap, bigger gap. When you have a bigger gap, then you have an interaction.
It's interesting.
If you look at it under the microscope, you know, a nano-coated material, you will see all, you know, like holes and gaps and ups and downs, and you know, it's in the microscopic.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that when you create that gap from molecular structure into atomic structure, so then you have an interaction.
Now, is it between the gap that the interaction happens, or is it?
Sure. When we hug each other, we cannot interact, correct?
Yeah.
That's in a molecular state. When we are in distance, we can do everything freely. It's a very simple example.
Yeah.
To understand atomic and molecular structure, how they're constructed.
Do you know how Kesh came upon all this? Was it just like a major awakening that he had, or was he born with it, or just wondering how he came into this knowledge?
This knowledge is not only we are finding out, it's in total universal condition. So if you understand, you know, that this knowledge belongs to everybody freely, then you will understand this knowledge came from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's definitely other civilizations out there far beyond ours that have these technologies, and they're in the same field we're in, so why not access that?
Yeah, but they've been created in different condition, in different environment. Now we are created in different condition, in different environment. We call it Earth.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
now, to understand how everything works on this Earth, in these conditions.
So for the layman, do you think you could explain it? Let's say if somebody just had a very base foundation in physics or whatever.
If you're ready to accept it, definitely.
Yeah, well, you know.
Because some people don't want to accept it because they study that proton and electron have different polarities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can change that in physics, then you can change everything.
Yeah. So what
can I ask you a question? Do you know physics?
Not as well as I should. I don't use the right terminologies and things. I've been around it for a while. I have more of a much more
but
spiritual.
Let's make it more simple. Do you ever have a magnets played with the magnets?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
When you have plus on one side and minus on one side, and you bring the magnets together, what's going to happen?
They're going to smash into each other. They're going to attract.
So how can you say the proton and electron have different polarities?
Yeah. You can't. Actually,
they have both polarities.
Yeah.
But one bigger mass and one smaller mass, and bigger dictates the smaller where to position. This is simple things that we study, and a lot of people hang on it and don't want to look at it different way and understand different way. And, you know, that's why we're stuck in one place.
Yeah, I was playing with those rings. I took a PVC pipe and I put these magnets all the way around it. I left one of them open, and then I put a steel ball in the center, and that thing just spun like crazy, you know, to show that you can, you know, generate energy that way with magnets. And I don't know why that hasn't been increased on, you know, that technology right there. It seems like a very simple thing to upgrade that to make a generator.
Believe me, it will come too.
Yeah.
Most important thing, more people know about us, more people, more, you know, do the test and understand a little bit, change their mind to understand differently. Then they will see. They don't need us to show the generators because they will show it themselves.
Yeah. I always thought, what about making a few little toys that people just couldn't understand?
That's what we're trying to do, you know, we're trying to create manufacturers all over the globe, that we can bring these toys. It's not toys, actually. It's going to be some simple tools that the people can take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Can understand more better.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if there's a way. I know with my other friend, he built some dinosaur things just to show people what was possible. And, you know, he took some Rolls-Royce engines and he bought a coal plant, you know, that was generating electricity, took all the everything out of it, and he put these Rolls-Royce engines in it, and he's running them on water. And he just did that to prove a point that, look, you don't need nuclear energy, you don't need the coal, you don't need the oil, that you can generate electricity just on water. And that's just one of his dinosaur technologies. But, you know, he has technology far beyond that where you don't even need the water. But just to bring it out to people, to show them that we don't need to keep polluting the planet. Here's a very base technology we can use. I thought it was an amazing idea. But I just think it'd be cool to make some models, you know, some things that actually demonstrate, you know, they could be very simple just to show how this force works and how the fields work and how you can, you know, generate plasma or electricity by interfacing with these fields.
That's what we going to do until end of this year, and next year we will start the production and we will provide proper tooling for the people that they can understand it more.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, it's time. You know, we definitely need to get off the grid, you know, and I think, are you aware there's something going on right now, and NASA knows about it, but there's this massive charge of energy that's at the equator, and it's like this giant energy snake up there that's moving around, and it's messing up all the GPS units and everything else, and it's growing, you know, and I'm wondering if it's just a matter of time before the technology that we have now just isn't going to function.
No, it's not. Because plasma is a more higher field than a matter what we have, whatever we call it, you know, nuclear energy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because you understand all of this, whatever matter we're using, it came from plasma.
Yeah. And it's not so much affected by like an EMP pulse or like a huge solar flare or things like that. Does it kind of shield itself? Does it have its own shielding?
Yeah, yes, it does, James. When you create the spaceship out from the reactors we have, it creates the energy fields.
Yeah.
And dome shape, and the energy fields, depending on how you have the interaction set, it will manifest a craft that you can get in. If you can figure out how to get into it, there's no door.
Yeah.
But it has its own shielding, yes.
Yeah, can't get in it and turn it on, huh?
No, you have. Remember, I told you you have to control it through your emotion and your mind
and
be connected with it.
Every ship have an entry and exit point.
Yeah.
So you create that from the beginning, that you can enter it and you can come out.
Well, you know, the plating ships, this is kind of off the wall, but they're controlled through the mind, and actually they're attached, they're connected somehow to the DNA of the pilot. Like, nobody else can fly them. You know, it's kind of like you hear about this technology and you go, well, it's probably pretty easily replicated right now. You know, we have that technology right now. We could probably do much of the same thing.
Yeah, when you make our reactors, there's a special way you can make it. You make it yourself, and it's tuned in with you and the system you create so that you can control it. So if someone else comes in, they won't be able to interact with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the things that I think it's both amazing and also at the same time it's freaking people out, because the ones that can't control it or don't have the consciousness to do so or understand it are automatically...
Everybody have a consciousness to do so.
What's that?
Everybody gonna have a consciousness to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just, yes, the people that... It's the same old thing, you know, that you attack the you know, if somebody's doing something above your comfort zone or above your own reference points, a lot of times people attack the messenger or attack the technology or the science.
They need to understand. That's why we're teaching freely to everyone. We're not refusing. If you are a NASA scientist or you are, you know, a layman from the street, you know, it doesn't matter for me.
Yeah, and I think that is really important, because it is being made available to everybody, because that is one of the main things that people keep saying, you know, why don't they just shotgun this out? Why don't they just get it out? And I said, well, to my understanding, they have, you know, and I said, why aren't you getting it and working on it, you know?
It will come a time that when everybody will understand, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I think it's
because then you know, the thing is that we're teaching, you know, this deeply, that everybody have too little, but how can I say, it's not suffering, it's just dragging the time to bring more people in.
Yeah.
Because as many people they are in, after you show, it's going to be copy and paste.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really, people who will understand, who followed and studied and understood true knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple as is.
The foundation is now also teaching in, I don't know how many languages, over 20, I'm sure. So if people want to learn, they can go and sign up, go to the website, and they can see if their language is available.
At least they can grasp it, what we're trying to bring up.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, obviously there's some people that may not ever grasp it, and that's okay. And I've never worried about, you know, needing other people's acceptance and approval, you know, so I've always gone forward anyway.
It depends how you teach.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think there's different ways of teaching, and you got to find out the level of the student, you know, that you're teaching, you know, and find new and creative ways to reach them.
Believe me, it's so simple. Simplicity, it kills us.
Now, do you have a video out where you actually have these machines running? I've seen a video.
Our videos are in YouTube and Skype.
Yeah, are you in one? Are you in a video where you have like a plasma generator and
I don't have that kind of video yet.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen a couple of them out there. I'm not sure who was in them, but they were showing these generators. They're beautiful. I mean, you could see the fields and the energy coming off them.
James, people can go to the testimonial page from our website and scroll through the categories and find examples throughout the various applications of our technology if they want.
James, it's not only one application. It's application of health. It's application is totality.
Yeah.
Total change. And total change, and sometimes bring it up, it's going to be hard. Because a lot of resistance is going to be around until more people, they understand.
Yeah.
And everybody, they know that the change is already there and it's already going to come. So it's going to be more easier if they join us, you know, and start to learn.
Yeah, I know a lot of the farmers, you know, they're running out of potash and things like that. That's been a serious issue. And they're going, how are we going to grow food, you know, when these potash mines are closing down or they don't have enough. And you know, eventually we are going to have to go to these other alternative ways of growing food and growing it abundantly.
Alternative way, if you understood what just, you know, 10 minutes ago, I explained you about the nanomaterial and how we separate after nanomaterial, how we create GANs. Actually, we're separating from molecular structure into atomic free structure.
Yeah.
That now they have all millions of atoms in the water that you can see. Now they can interact with each other because they are free now. So all these interactions, if you understand, they are plasmatic.
Yeah. So if you're building a plasma generator, basically, how close are you to building something like a replicator?
We are there already. We just want to show it when time is right, actually. So we will show it. We're doing tests in Arizona, and we're doing tests in all over the world. That the people, they understand, they learn, then they show.
Yeah, Brad and I were talking earlier about that, and I said, you know, if you had your energy needs and transportation needs taken care of, and you had a replicator, you wouldn't have the greed and the separation game going on and the hoarding and everything else because all your needs would be met.
But it's not only energy and transportation. It's agriculture. It's health.
Yeah.
The small reactors, you can set it up in a field, in a huge field, and you don't need to worry about how the crops is going to be. Yeah. They're going to give you exactly, you know, amount of, you know, product what you need.
I've got 70 acres you can test it on if you want to come up to Salt Lake, Washington.
What? No, we can send you reactors. You can test it yourself.
Yeah. Do you know where Salt Lake, Washington is?
We have agriculture, actually, teachings too. It's separate. It's private teachings, which agriculture people are attending. We have private teachings for doctors, which we have more than 20 doctors now joining. Yeah. And slowly people, they're coming together. You know, because every single, aspect is different.
Yeah.
But it's the same. Because if you know one, you can do all of them.
Yeah, I understand that. I think what's interesting is it's, you know, I've already built most of it, but we have a 70-acre retreat. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's right at the base of Mount Adams. In Salt Lake, Washington, and we're still on the grid a little bit. We're hoping to get off the grid, but you know, the people there are living a very spiritual life, you know, in harmony with each other and the planet, and you know, utilizing a lot of these technologies, you know, for the awakening healing process. But it's always been my dream is to have these technologies to demonstrate to people when they come to the ranch how you can live, you know, off the grid and live in harmony and have these, you know, especially the healing technologies, because they're going to be so necessary in the future, especially, you know, not to go dark on the side, but especially with all the chemicals and the chemtrails and all the other crap that people are having to deal with right now and psychotronics and mm-hmm. and other pollutions, you know, it's like we've got to figure out a way to get beyond that.
Armin, James is the person. Armin wants to go to your place. He just doesn't know about it. Armin, he's the guy that owns the ranch where we can go see the ships at night if you want.
Okay.
Now you know. Now he knows.
I mean, what's the best way for people to get in contact, you know, with the Keshe Foundation and to look up the different technologies there?
Just go to keshefoundation.org and you can scroll through the applications and different departments we have in your interest and select one and go from there.
Right. And so he has ongoing classes in each department.
Yeah, we have classes Monday through Friday, 6 hours a day.
Great.
In multiple languages.
And they're online classes?
Yes.
Great. Yeah, so, well, that's amazing. You know, at least we can point people in the right direction and see what we can come up with. And hopefully, Brett, you and I can get our heads together. I've been so busy, I can't even tell you what's been going on here at the ranch. I mean, in Mexico. But I am going to get back to you real soon. We'll have a conversation about doing some things at the ranch. Sure.
Me and Armin will come up to your ranch.
Yeah, that'd be great. I just spent 4 hours in a dental chair, so just to give you a little hint. And but I'm doing good now. Got it all straightened out. But anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour. I can't thank you guys enough for coming on and talking about this. And we'll set up again, and we'll bring Keshe on and hear it from the.
Yes, that will be great. Actually,
yeah. Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, tell him sorry we couldn't connect with him, but we'll figure it out and do it again next time.
No, actually, he said that alarm was wrong, so set up wrong way, so might be he set up an hour later. Anyway, thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James, for having us on.
All right, take care. All right, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Good night.
All right, we're at the end of the hour, folks, unfortunately, and we've got to move on, so... Anyway, adios from Mexico, and hope you all have a great evening. Watch the skies, stay in the heart, and check out these new technologies. And we need to get them out there. We need to get them going. You know, we don't need to be burning these fossil fuels anymore and all the ramifications that go with it. Anyway, this is James Skillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening. Good night. Mm-hmm.